All you've ever known about kittens and puppies is in those 8 pictures. You don't know that that's not a kitten or puppy. So what do? Well, if you're like, you know, I've done some experiments with this. Most people will look, that looks like a tail, it's long, it's a cat, right? And so here's the thing. Most of the time, even if the model's not really sure, it's going to tell you something. And figuring out when it's just telling you something versus it's actually pretty sure, that's pretty good math. But it turns out it's really hard to know. And as it turns out, this ends up being one of the big challenges of AI. But it's not magic. Remember I said I was sitting in Mountain View and I said this is magic? It's not. And I'm going to give you some examples. Okay, this is our training set. What is this thing on the top right? Now, we're getting away from our tails and ears right now. What is this thing up top? It's a cat. Why is it cat? Because it's white. Now, the key here is that you as AI didn't know that there isn't a correlation. That is called a bias in the data, right? If all of the kittens you see in your training data are white, anything white becomes a kitten, right? You're making a false correlation or a bias in the data derives an AI model that gets it wrong and gets it wrong consistently. Okay, so now this is a little bit tougher. The one on the right is a dog. And I'm going to let you think about that for a second. It's because of the grass. So you did something from an evolutionary standpoint that we all do. Our brains are great at 2 things. Pattern recognition. That's a tiger. I didn't get eaten. And filtering. I can see the tiger, the outline of the tiger through the trees at night. Those, for evolutionary reasons, were some of the dominant traits of us as a species. So what you just experienced, you looked at this kitten and you ignored the grass because you can't stop being human. Right, we filter automatically. Our brains just do it. AI has a really hard time figuring out what is kitten and what isn't. And as a practical matter, when it looks at something like an image in a real system, what you're actually getting is that the actual pixels are fed to the AI. And they're saying, what are the pixels arranged like? Pixels being the individual dots on these things. So what matters is your AI is only as good as your data and only as good as your problem definition. And this will be a challenge. Okay, I'm going to show you some famous people. Anybody recognize any of these people? No, because they never existed. So if you ever want to have fun, there's a website called thispersondoesnotexist.com. Actually, NVIDIA, which makes the graphics cards that used to be for gaming, now used for AI, actually has a website you can give like demographic information, age, you plug it in, you hit a button, and then there's a person. It is frightening. What's going on there is we are able to generate those people, and this is actually like, these images are like 5 years old, they're even better. I saw a few days ago that actually the most recent version of what are called deepfakes can take one of these pictures and turn it into a real talking person. You simply could not determine what you were not talking to a real person online. It's astonishing.